technology. So you really do need to be careful. I got a message yesterday that says my cousin and his wife are updating their something or other, their information portfolio not with their contacts, and to click on this link. I have yet to click on that link because I'm going to verify with my cousin first that he sent me that.
Right.
Why would you need to verify this? He and I talk. He could simply send me a text message, you know, from his regular number saying, is this still your number? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's a suspicious text message. Mm-hmm. So this day and age, you really need to be suspicious of just about everything.
I could agree with you more. I want to tell you something that happened to me about a month or so, maybe 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned something about emails, Ann. We all have an email account. Everybody has one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And these guys are so slick now that they can say, for instance, you're a member of Costco or you have a Macy's account or you have or whatever account it is. And the image looked like it came from them and said, oh, you have a reward. As a value customer, you know, you need to claim this, click on this. Okay. I got one, I believe, I thought it was from Costco or whatever it was. I thought it was a legitimate email. It wasn't anything but say, check out your points, because also if you're a member of Costco, you get points. Okay. And you can use that for purchases or to pay towards your next year's membership or whatever it is. About a week, and I believe it was that, a few days later, someone had racked up in both of my business account and also my personal account almost $400 to some restaurant in Tacoma, Washington. I called the bank immediately. I said, these aren't mine. These, and I have protection on my account, on my accounts. And I said, these aren't mine. And I said, now, you look at, I made a couple of purchases the same day. I'm in Richmond, Virginia, and I made a couple of purchases the same day that these were made in Tacoma, Washington. So can you tell me, how I can be in two places at once? They immediately,
and they know.
Yeah, go on.
I was just gonna say they know that identity theft is a huge problem. They probably just went ahead and took it off, and it's especially more prevalent in certain areas. Like my mom, you know, she lives with us, but she still has her bank account from the small town that we grew up in, and they won't allow certain purchases on that bank's debit card from certain areas of the country because identity theft is so high there. And it's like, this is really inconvenient because I need to get this from her. They're like, well, you can't use this card to do it.
So, you know what? They had, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Oh, I was going to say, I was scammed, okay? And the reason why, before the bank that I'm banking with got more defined, people, I've never been to Washington or Italy, and I monitor my money. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I monitor to the penny, but for some way, somehow, I open up this account at a dress shop or something like that. And you give them certain information. Mm-hmm. And then you have some people who are wicked who work for these stores too, who will take your information or scan your card. You got to be careful with that. Mm-hmm. And so what they did, and that's what they did, but somebody way in, it was in New York, and then somewhere in Italy, they were buying pizzas, but they were testing the girl, okay? Mm. They started off small, all right? Mm-hmm. They didn't have that bunch of money to get out of there anyway. They would have been laughing at a sister. I'm just saying, okay? Because I keep my money elsewhere. I'm just honest.
Right.
And so my thing is, they started off with pizzas, but because I worked for a bank for 12 years, so I itemized everything, okay? Mm. And so, cause I know that some banks say, well, we can just take a penny and they can get rich off of taking pennies from people. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, cause I did general ledger and I had to monitor the monies in that category. But long story short, they were buying pizzas. I contacted my bank right away. they sent out a report on this individual. And what happened, they refunded the money right away to my account, but they sent out information on these people. And my bank connected with me. And it was some younger people, okay, who were going to these places trying to see if you would notice what they're doing, because they were probably going to come in for the kill, all right? If you don't notice, that's why I tell everybody, monitor your stuff. Like you said, Mike, you got to be careful. You said you tell us not to carry purses, but you monitor everything that you have. Because if you don't, I was telling them before you came on, and they would do fraud deeds late at night. They're telling you how they do it. They'll take your name, go to a court and have your name sign off of it. But because they don't check your name, that deed is now registered to the offender who's gone in and changed your name. And then you're getting the notification to vacate the promises unbeknownst to you that they've taken your property. And that is a sad situation. But we just need to wake up. And I'm sorry, that was my take.
No, that's okay. That's okay. And I'll tell you something else. We also need to watch our social media accounts. And folks, people will send you friend requests. You better check that. You better check that. Yeah, you better check it good. Because now I get friend requests a lot of times from people that they are already friends of mine. Okay? And so, one way you know, if they have no mutual friends, okay?
Check the history.
No history at all, and you scroll down, there's one picture.
Yeah, and they have no information whatsoever.
No information, nothing, right?
Right.
So I learned from some avid Facebook friends of mine that really protect themselves years ago, and they said, look, I have a rule. Okay. They have to have at least three mutual friends of mine. And also when you scroll down to their page, there's a continuation.
Now, what about the year that they enlisted on there?
That's exactly right.
Now, this is for your personal accounts. Now, if you're talking about people like what we do, we're trying to reach the masses.
Right.
So we generally accept on the business side, new followers and whatnot.
I'm still checking.
I'm not saying don't check.
Yeah, they got weirdos befriended you.
No, I'm not. No. There's a difference between your business account and your.
Let me hush.
Your business account
should be the same. You know, you mentioned emails. You should do that. With your emails too, because what I do is I have quote unquote junk mail accounts versus my regular email accounts. Like I had somebody tell me the other day, I didn't know they still had AOL. They do. And all the junk email I get goes to my AOL.
That is ancient.
Right. It is very ancient. But
it costs me zero and I have no problems with it.
Exactly. And so my other email accounts, I have one for me personally. And I have one, of course, I have email accounts dealing with the ministry, the business side of things. And it's very helpful to cut down on the amount of junk email that you will get. And it also helps in terms of scams because say, for instance, you've got a Costco account like William was talking about. Well, I know I only get emails from Costco from AOL. But if you send me a Costco email on one of my other accounts, then I know it's fraudulent because I never gave them that email account.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So it's another way to figure out if this is a legitimate email or if it's not, because you already know the information that you've given out. So I recommend that to people, if they just create a different email account that you use strictly for, talking to your family members or something that's important, like your bank statements or whatnot. You're okay with that coming to this particular account. But crap that you don't want, stuff that you're like, okay, every now and then I know I'm going to need a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon so they can have my junk email account. all the places I like to shop, get those, that particular account, because they will
exactly,
find your,
yeah. That's,
your stuff
I did the
out.
Same thing.
They will give it to other companies.
They do.
So that's another way that you start getting in a bunch of emails that you're not interested in. And so it helps me a whole lot. So yeah, if you break into that account over there, I don't care. There's nothing over there but me getting a notification that I ordered something and my shipment is on the way. Wow. It's that type of thing.
Right.
Whereas my other accounts, are on the business side of things and they contain my important stuff. Now, if somebody were to breach those accounts, that would be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I'm going to go to this, I'm going to switch gears for a little bit. Like Ann said and the panel, they put succinctly is that be careful, be vigilant, not only in your personal lives, when you're out there in the public, in person, throughout the year, and be extra vigilant during the holiday season, because you have these cats out here that they're just looking for victims. I mean, right. they're hunting, so to speak. Right. And
the victims are everywhere. I mean, they're easy to find.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely.
It's not like they don't have to work real hard to find victims. And unfortunately, the most abused portion of our society is the seniors, because they're not up with all this technology and stuff. And one of the old scams that had been going on long before the scam that you were talking about with the AI, with the voice being the same and pictures being the same, they used to figure out a young person and who their grandparent was. Mm. And they would call the grandparent and pretend to be the grandson, granddaughter, and say, "Grandma, Grandpa, I got arrested. I'm down in Mexico, and I need you to send me." And the grandparents aren't aware enough to go, "That's not my grandson, granddaughter." And it's a case of numbers. If they call 10 people and they get one, they win, because they're going to get $10,000 or whatever to bail grandson, granddaughter out of jail in Mexico. So that scam's been going on for decades, to my knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the seniors, once again, are very vulnerable, one of the very vulnerable portions of our society, which is really the reason I was asked to create Refuse to Be a Victim to begin with, was for seniors. But then it became so popular, it ended up being for everybody, right down to college students and such. But they've been doing that. They don't even have to replicate the voice. They just call old grandma, grandpa, and they go, "Yeah, this is Robbie. Yeah, your grandson, Robbie." And they go, "Oh, Robbie, yeah, is that you?"
Mm-hmm. But now that you've got more sophisticated aging seniors, like, you know, those who are really into technology and know it better, it's getting harder to fool. Yeah. You know, like my grandparents, great-grandparents, they would have been easy targets. Mm-hmm. But this generation that's aging is getting a bit more sophisticated, user savvy when it comes to, you know, the internet, when it comes to using apps, when it comes to all this technology. You got a different breed of people. So I think that's where AI is giving them a new edge, because now that you've got a more savvier group of individuals, you got to be able to outsmart them.
Up your game.
Mm-hmm. So now they've got to have the real voice. They've got to have a real likeness, in order to pass the initial scrutiny and get grandma and grandpa on board. That's what's been happening. Cause you're right. It's the same scam. They're just doing it through AI now.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like Mike said, they upped the game. I'm going to play something here. I'm going to switch gears here right now. And speaking of scammers. We're going to talk about some of the most notorious scammers. Let me do this.
They who teach in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus!
They say... Andy That's Stanley is a megachurch pastor who calls for adapting like Christianity to modern times. One example of Andy compromising to try to adapt Christianity to modern times is how he teaches people to stop saying, "because the Bible says so."
When it comes to anchoring, what am I anchoring this to? I'm not anchoring because the Bible says I quit saying the Bible says 9 years ago. I don't think I've said it yet since, unless it just slipped out. Quit saying the scripture says, quit saying all that because I quit believing it? No, it's a change of approach.
However, pointing people away from the Bible is not at all what Christian pastors should be doing. The Bible is our central source of truth, and to teach anything otherwise is doing people an extremely dangerous disservice. Mike Todd is the young pastor of a very social media savvy megachurch in Oklahoma, Transformation Church. As Christians, we are called to stay far away from sin. Yet, here is Mike Todd lightheartedly talking about getting as close to sin as he can to put on an entertaining Easter service.
So I said, we're going to go to the edge on this. And they said, Pastor, how far on the edge are we going to go? I said, we're going to do everything short of sin. Oh, y'all, I felt the religious people, their booties got tight right there.
Mike also seems to disapprove of what God has revealed in the Bible. He's ashamed of what God has decided and wishes God did things differently.
If I was there, maybe I would have told him, is there something in the middle you could do? Like kind of a like a little maybe if somebody, well, I was born like this. I don't know how I feel. That I feel you. And I wish that there was an option of other in the kingdom. No, I'm serious. As a pastor, like, so what do you think about? I don't know.
Todd White is a street evangelist who is known for public healings that have been criticized as staged or exaggerated. It's always a telltale sign when a supposed Christian teacher not only doesn't recognize how dangerous of a false teacher Kenneth Copeland is, but even goes so far as to praise Kenneth Copeland, which is exactly what Todd White does.
Kenneth Copeland has taught me so much. You guys can think what you want. There's people that have said, I've had partners that are partners with Lifestyle. They're like, well, now that we know that you're in cahoots with this false prophet, we don't want to partner with you. I feel bad for you. I do. I don't need your partnership. It's not about that. See, you don't know that Kenneth Copeland is one of the most generous people alive on the planet.
And here's Todd White communicating the heretical idea that he doesn't sin anymore.
He came and gave me this pure heart, and I've never violated it with anything.
Because I love Jesus. My hands are clean. My heart is pure. I love him with all my heart. I'm going to stand before him, and he's going to say, well done. What's he going to say when you stand before him?
You can actually have the word so strong inside of your heart that you never have to slip. People are like, well, that's false. That's not true. Well, you're wrong. I live with me.
Horrible individual.
Rod Parsley is a charismatic Ohio pastor who promises financial blessings for people who donate to his ministry. Here's Rod Parsley shamelessly trying to get people to give to his ministry for the wrong reasons.
Oh, you have a seed, and that seed today is the seed of greatness. You may be great right now, but you're about to be greater. You may be blessed right now, and many of you are, but you're about to be blessed like you've never been blessed before, and some of you need to step into blessing, and you do that with an act of faith.
Yes.
$300. Why is that significant? It's significant, number one, because it got your attention. And it's significant, number two, because that's what the prophet of God spoke. You say, but I may not have $300 right now. Well, what do you have? Do you have 100? Do you have 150? Take a step of faith toward God right now. But everyone who wants to move to greatness, listen to the voice of God. $300. Release it to God and watch.
I love
our
how
motivation
the picture
for
shows
giving
the MasterCard
not because
Visa
we expect
and
God
right
to bless and repay us, but simply because we recognize that God deserves our worship. Lou Engel is a revivalist preacher who is also extremely charismatic in his theology. Here, Lou is sitting on stage with both Benny Hinn and Bill Johnson, talking about the significance of dreams. I know that many of you might find a lot of significance in your dreams, but I do want us to really think about this.
It was just a dream. What do you mean, just a dream? Who knows what angels had to fight through to break into your world, to give you their thoughts, and you just say it's just a dream. I think the church needs to stop saying it's just a dream.
But dear friends, that is exactly what it is. It's just a dream. There are no significance to your dreams. They're just dreams. I dreamed one time that I was being chased around a Kentucky Fried Chicken by four tornadoes. My doctor may tell me not to go to KFC, but I don't think that was God trying to tell me not to go to KFC.
Today, the canon of scripture is completed, so God no longer needs to communicate his truth to us directly. Instead of being obsessed with looking to dreams to find something more, let us as Christians be satisfied with the perfect revelation that we already have in Scripture. Jeez. Cheon is an influential pastor within the New Apostolic Reformation. Cheon believes that the office of apostle still exists today, and probably that he himself is an apostle.
Because what we have to do is recognize who are the ones who really are the called as apostles to those various mountains. Because as far as spiritual authority goes, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 28, yes, is first apostles, second prophets, third teachers. And in my observation, the ones that are really bring about transformation in society are people who are in the marketplace apostles, marketplace prophets, okay, not just the nuclear church. Obviously, yes, in the religion mountain, you have, yes, the nuclear church apostle. Yes. But when you begin to realize the business people who are really making a lot of money are marketplace apostles, and they are just, God's given them tremendous authority, or the government mountain. I just had the privilege of meeting with the president of Korea, South Korea, and he is an apostle on the government mountain.
However, the Bible defines an apostle in a very different way than Cheon does. Listen to what Vodi Balkum says here.
Let me say unequivocally, we have no apostles today. Amen. They're gone. The age of the apostles is over. There are no apostles today. According to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, the apostles, right, and the prophets were the foundation upon which the church is built. I don't know how many foundations your house has. Mine only has one. Huh? The foundation is done. We do not have apostles today. The apostles have the authority to give us the scriptures. We do not have people today who have the authority to give us the scriptures. We do not have apostles today.
Heidi Baker is known for her claims of raising the dead and miraculous feedings in Mozambique. She is very closely associated with other problematic teachers such as Kenneth Copeland and Bill Johnson. Here is a clip of Heidi Baker with Kenneth Copeland.
For the word of the Lord has come to me saying.
So this is a thus saith the Lord moment.
Faithful. Faithful in little. Faithful with more. Faithfulness in my eyes.
And take a look at how Heidi leads a church service at Bethel.
So you're going to take it, you're going to put it on somebody else's head, a watch, and then say, more Lord. More Lord. Everybody, place that anointing, that crown, that gift upon someone else's head. Keep praying. Every single one of you, impartation, legacy, 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 legacy.
Let me stop this garbage right now.
Oh,
wow. Dr. Sims, you get first bite of the apple.
Oh, Lord.
Did you check out that one that says, send me $300 because there's...
They're all doing it now. He's not the only one. And really, and it's so profound that you're bringing this like this. We have so many false preachers, false teachers, because the Bible talks about that in the last day, who've been carried away by their own lust. And then to the point where they refuse to change. And those are the ones, too, that know the scriptures. Because in Matthew's, I was just reading today, if you teach them the least of these commandments, or even the word of God, you will be the least in the kingdom of heaven. But if you do the word of God and you teach that, then guess what? You'll be called great in the kingdom of God. We got a lot of scribes and Pharisees going on, self-righteous people who have idolized themselves within their own hearts, who are telling God that they call in the shots. And my thing is that the word of God in Matthew 5, and you can see it for yourself, it says, except your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will in no case enter into the kingdom of God. That is the word of life. We have people who are so geared about getting rich. And if you see most of these people, they are seeking after the monetary, the money. I was reading in Romans, Corinthians, and Timothy. Paul is a tough prophet, a tough apostle. And he was talking about these churches, you know, that were out of order. And he was sending them. He said, do you want me to come with a rod or with a spirit of peace? But
amen.
He handed out direction to these churches who were out of order, who were after, and I'm going to parallel with this with what's today. They're out for filthy lucre. They're out for getting rich. They're not caring about the souls of men. All they're caring about is their pockets. They are spirit of manipulators. Mm-hmm. God ain't never told us, never. And y'all better hear, girl, call me up. Like I said, because I got word to back this sister up. Call me, and I'm not scared of no demon, period. Okay, because that's what's working today.
Amen.
They have set up these parlaying preachers up there, and I say parlaying. They partying on the... Stop laughing.
You make us laugh. You know
stop
it.
Stop being funny. Then we won't laugh.
I am Buddy Simmons' daughter. That runs in my veins. But anyway, they parlaying on God's people's emotions and their souls. They're tap dancing on their hearts. And it is a travesty. I heard some Oprah Winfrey said, and I wanted to snatch her. Lord, forgive a girl. But anyway, I wanted to snatch her because she was saying, we got God and we need to keep him in a box. And God is just coming this way. Well, you... And I wrote something. I said, your name is mud, okay, as far as I'm concerned. Heaven ain't looking at your name and what you have. And this is what they're banking on. They're banking on their riches, which most of them got it illegally and stomping on other people's hearts. And that's just actual facts. My thing is this, the way the church is, I mean, a lot of copycats, because they feel like, oh, my God, you got a new jet, you got a car. Oh, my God, this is awesome. I'm going to come in here and I'm just... come from rags to riches, okay? But what you're doing is at the expense of God's children. And I also fault God's children because they continue to want to walk in ignorance and they continue to want to be guided by flesh. And this is nothing but flesh. The word of God said, you did run well, and a lot of them started off well in really caring for the souls of men. He said, you did run well, but what hindered you and who bewitched you?
Right.
And my thing is, you got to be careful, and it's a sad thing. You got to be careful even in Christendom, okay, who you hang with, okay? It's a sad situation because everybody is not following by the principles of God. They are not adhering. Ezekiel says it best. He said they have set up idols in their own heart, and God said, I'm going to deal with them personally. I love Ezekiel. Right. That was a tough apostle. He did not play. He did exactly what God what it told him to do. Not many of these preachers are being led by the Lord. I'm just going to stand on that word.
They are not
being led by the Lord.
Of course not.
They're flim-flam, man.
Well,
they're snake oil salesmen. Well, they have nothing. They have no interest in Christianity or the Bible or anything else using as a vehicle or an avenue to scam people and to make money.
Right.
Nothing in their heart, their soul, their mind has anything to do with Christianity whatsoever.
And Mike, when the rapture comes, they're going to say, well, I prophesied in your name. I preached in your name. He's going to say, depart. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know you.
Yeah, no, no.
Scamming, they were lying. And I want to make this last illustration. We have to be careful who we open up our heart to. The Lord tells us to trust no man, no flesh. I'm not just saying men in general, but don't trust anybody when it comes to your spiritual growth, because a lot of these people have turned people off from Christendom. And you know why?
Right.
Because that is the plan of Satan. He won't bother folks that he got, okay? But he wants you who are trusting in the Lord, he wants you to walk away from the principles of God. And God has established... The children of Israel got their tail whooped. Oh, Lord, I said, I'm going to the ghetto.
You
Lord,
did.
Lord.
You said.
Yeah, yeah. Children of Israel got their tail whooped, okay, out there in the wilderness. And then, too, they had to march around 40 years, okay, until that tainted generation was dead, okay, because that kind of stuff carries. And guess what? The demons didn't die because they're still here. But what I'm saying is this. You've got to be careful. That's why God said, guard your ear gates and your eye gates and be careful what you speak. You have to be careful because everybody that's talking about Lord, Lord, God ain't never told you on Christmas to raise him no offering. Okay. He never told you that, give me $1,000 and he's going to bless you. Well, when they don't get blessed and they ask you why they didn't get, well, you weren't in the right position. You just the right position lie. Okay. Because here's the deal. That was your flesh because you needed something. And I just read this morning in Timothy and Colossians. Paul told him, he says, you know, I heard of this and I heard of that. He said, but the word of God my word that God has given for me to give to you. A man don't work, don't eat, okay?
Stand right, right.
Collecting offering and pimping the widows and putting people out the church because they can't afford your price that God did not put on them. And I'm going to tell you, in Malachi, he is not talking about the church, about bringing all the tithes into the storehouse. He's talking about them preachers, okay? He's talking about them scribes and Pharisees who was taking the money and packing the money in their pockets and utilizing it for a rich life. And so they're going to be held accountable. And I said this before, William, that my son said, Mom, the ones who's guarding the door collecting the money, they fat cats. He said, but the church is anorexic. And that is a true statement because they are not feeding them to help the souls of men to come up out of their dilemmas. They are helping themselves, and they'll just give you a little bit and they'll tap dance around the word. And I'm talking about preachers, pastors, bishops, all of this. I'm not bowing down to none of y'all. I'm just saying.
I heard
I'm
that.
Not just in the back of your hand. You are doing your reasonable service. You told me to go here. You're not doing something fantastic. Okay. You're just doing a reasonable service. Most of y'all won't even go to the hospital and pray for nobody. Most of you won't even get on your own face and pray. Okay. So guess what? You gonna have judgment coming. It is what it is. I'm not judging you. The word of God judges you perfectly. But my thing is, your intent and your motives are wrong. You're wrong. You have a people in there who are poor, who can't hardly pay their bills because they're trying to pay your bill. You just a cockeyed lie, okay? I have
a cockeyed lie.
I have respect. Yes, that's right. I have respect for the call on people's lives, but I do not respect you when you're not in the do the will of God. I have no respect for you. And guess what, babies? I'll say it just like that. I don't have to honor that because guess what? When you fall prey to your flesh and you manipulate the minds of God's children and you tell them God told you to do that and they're in the belief process, you are going to be accountable for every soul that you misled. And guess what? I'm not bowing down to you. I'm not exalting you. I'm not doing it because your life does not exemplify the characteristics of God. It is what it is. Like I said, give a girl a call if you got mad. 951-380-22 whatever my number is.
You got about 17 numbers.
They don't need it.
Well, y'all can find me on social media. I'm not afraid of y'all because you charlatans are horrible. You're a horrible example for what God is calling for. You are horrible and outstanding. And then you have secrecy and stuff like, oh, it's just secrecy. No, like the mothers of old used to say, you got 1 foot in and 1 foot out, baby. Okay, so guess what? You can't serve two masters. You either serve God or mammon. And guess what? Many of you are serving that booger who's giving you instant gratification. You can't wait on God. And guess what? He is going to get you because your hands are bloody.
Isn't that something? What? And I'm going to pick up on something that Mike said earlier. But first, Dr. Sims, can I borrow that phrase?
What?
Cockeyed lie.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to borrow that one, okay? And I'm going to pick up on something that Mike said earlier. And I'm
going to always give me this because you know I'm going to go here with these preachers.
Well, okay. I love it.
I
wanted to bring some fire, and I knew if I bring up this subject right here, I'm gonna get her
you
on fire.
You do that on purpose. I'm gonna pray for you. I really am. Meaning, I'm gonna pray for him, okay? Because my passion is treating the people of God right.
That's
my passion.
Right. That's
and
right.
I can't stand slew foot bow leg cross eyed folks that don't know how to act right.
Slew foot bullies. Wow.
And I knew this would get her going. I do.
You need to stop, William.
I'm doing my job. And something Mike said, and I'm going to phrase it a little bit differently. And I want all you guys to think about, but these charlatans like Dr. Sims put, this is my belief. They do not believe in God. They do not. To them, this is a scam. That's what I'm saying.
If they believed in God, they would not do what they're doing.
That's the point. That's my point. Someone told me, I've been asked a couple of times, says, well, you like to talk, you know, and you're passionate what you do. When are you going to start preaching? I said, oh, Lord. Wait a minute, hold it.
Hold it. I'm going to sit on front row seat.
I said, no. don't even think about it. I said, you know what? Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and there's no way in the world I'm going to get up. No. Because I was taught to fear the Lord, right? I know me. And so I said, no, I'm going to pass here. You know, I couldn't even make it on the deacon board anyway. I couldn't even get that far.
That's what's wrong with you. Uh-huh.
That's because you don't take Dr. Sims's medicine. You don't take any that Act Right pill.
I ain't taking it either. I was talking to Ann. And I'm not taking it either.
Whatever. Don't try to shut us down.
Dr. Sims, write him a prescription for Act Right.
Nah, it's going to take heaven to come down and get you, brother.
Uh-uh. Right. I ain't taking it. And?
Well, I got to say that I know exactly from experience I won't say why they do it. I will say I've been on the receiving end of that.
Yes.
My husband and I, we were newly married, had two toddlers. I guess I shouldn't say newly. We've been married 6 years and we had AJ, but still, when your husband loses his job and is out of work for 14 months, you get desperate. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm watching. This was back when I allowed myself to watch, I think it was TBN or something, and it was one of those people on, you know, saying that, you know, you gotta have enough faith in the Lord, if you want him to move. And I'm like, well, maybe that's it. Maybe I just don't have enough faith. And I literally sent the money because I figured maybe he was right. My faith wasn't where it was supposed to be. I wasn't trusting God, and this is an act of faith. And then on the back end of that, you realize that's what they're doing to so many people. How many people were in that same situation
mm-hmm.
where they didn't have the money to give? You know, they've been waiting for a breakthrough, praying for a breakthrough, doing everything that they know to get, they knew to do. But you have somebody making guilt tripping them into thinking that you're not faithful enough. You're not, you know, you don't have enough belief that God can do it. You don't have the belief that he's able. So you have to demonstrate. The Lord said he's given everybody a measure. We mm-hmm. all have a measure of faith. And if you got faith as the size of a mustard seed, you can tell a mountain.
Yep.
So what I hope is that people who are at a low point don't allow these people to take advantage of them. Mm-hmm. Because that is, I think, when it's easiest to do. Like, you know, my husband and I were talking last night about these people who, I don't know if you get these types of text messages or Facebook posts or whatnot, where they're like, if you really love the Lord, you forward this to 12 people, blah, blah, blah. Well, when everything is all right, we like, you know what? You're not going to try to blackmail me into forwarding your post so you can get a whole lot of likes. I know who my God is, but imagine somebody who's sick, you know, somebody mm-hmm. who's having some financial difficulties. And all this other stuff. And now you're turning Christianity into superstition, basically. You know, like if somebody sweeps your foot mm-hmm. with a broom, you got to spit on it.
It's that type of thing.
Right. That's what they're doing. And it's a shame.
It is.
It's happening. But, you know, I agree with Dr. Sims. The Bible, you know, makes it really clear that this is part of the process of getting to the end where we're going to have the false prophets.
Yeah.
And it's all, and like Reverend Demery likes to say, it's only going to get worse.
It is. You know, I hope that's not the case, but you know,
it is, but
it looks that way.
It is going to get worse.
Lord, stop now, please.
No, it is going to get worse.
No, I'm talking to the Lord right now.
I know.
ain't gonna stop, partner. We gotta get
no.
Thank you.
Oh my God!
You can't buy your way into salvation.
No, you. Oh, right. No, you cannot. Mike, something else I wanted to bring up. Oh my goodness, I'm losing my train of thought because I'm getting real mad here right now.
Well, William, can I read this to you while you get your train of thought back?
Go ahead.
Okay. Jeremiah, since you think Dr. Sims is talking cuckoo.
Nobody said that.
Not you. No, I wouldn't accept it from you anyway. Anyway, hello, how you doing? Anyway, okay.
You are feeling better, aren't you?
I am. I really am.
Well, good. I'm glad. You need to take some of that act rights you got.
All y'all.
I love you too. You need to take some of that act rights you prescribed.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just fine. Hello. I'm good. He knows I'm good.
But she don't know how to act.
But anyway, Jeremiah, here we go now. Jeremiah, she's talking. Jeremiah 14:14 says these words. Then the Lord said to me, the prophets are prophesying lies in my name. Mm. I have not sent them or appointed them or spoken to them. They are prophesying to you false visions, divinations, idolatries, and the delusion of their own minds. And the next one, Jeremiah 23:16 says, y'all go to the book, it's in there. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. They fill you with false hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. So if they tell you you're going to be a millionaire tomorrow, if you give them all your check, okay, they're lying. They just, they're hustlers. They're hustlers in the pulpit. Hustlers in the pulpits, okay? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't understand. They just took the street smart, brought it to the church, and they're
hustling
the people of God. Not all of them, y'all. There's some of us, and we still on the good foot with the okay? But the whole heck of a lot of them, he said, don't listen to them because they are talking from their own minds. It's something that they want to achieve through the ignorance of your minds.
Right.
Just drink this Kool-Aid, okay? You'll be fine. Just drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
You know, as a matter of fact, that story still astonishes me. How many years back we talking about it? Did Jim Jones?
20.
Was it Ghana?
Probably 20. Was 20-ish.
I don't want to get the place wrong. Was it Ghana that he took those folks? And they sold
somewhere outside the United States. I don't know where.
I just know
they weren't around here.
Okay.
Yeah, they drank their Kool-Aid. They sold their house, gave them all their money, all of that.
Okay.
Of that.
And Dr. Sims, I'm going to come back to you because when we started this, and this is part two, we're going to have to go into a part three, but we also next week, I believe, we decided that we're going to, at least for the first half of the program, talk about how refuse to be a victim, the program that Mike put on at the department that he used to work at because of the holidays. Well, I know Thanksgiving is next week. So we just talked about it a little bit, you know, in the beginning of the broadcast. So we're going to talk about that again next week. But this, what we're talking about right now is so important because, folks, look, I don't know how many Americans go to church now. I know it used to be a lot. And I think because of all of this fake and false preaching and prophecy, I think a lot of people have caught on and says, man, what? They've even turned them off from churches entirely. You know, a lot of times we would judge something and say, okay, that's a bad lawyer. All lawyers are bad. But that's not true. Or that's a bad broker. All brokers are bad.
Or cops.
Yeah. Politicians. Yeah. Now, that's a whole different story. Yeah. Preachers, yeah, same thing.
Oh,
so,
Lord.
You know, seriously. But Dr. Sims, I have to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Not only are you a scholar of the Bible and a preacher yourself, but you also, I don't know what you deal with mental health issues and mental illness, okay?
Yes,
and I respect you for that. How much is the mental illness problem that we're having right now, can we say the preachers are causing some of this? some of the, and you think about what they're doing to people, giving them, not, instead of teaching the truth, a lot of these are prosperity preachers. You send me $300. You do this, or buy this prayer cloth or this prayer blanket, and you will be blessed. Or send me $300. You know why? Because first of all, it got your attention, didn't it? Man, what kind of mess?
You want me to answer that question?
Oh yeah, I'm getting excited.
You're getting excited, and I see it, and I'm glad you are stirring up something in you, and maybe get you smack right while you're getting stirred. But anyway, moving right along.
I ain't taking it.
Hey, you can get a 90 day strike.
It's not me. It's not me I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Look here, I'm not a preacher.
You can get a 90-day supply of Act Right for just $19.95.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
90-day supply.
A whole 90 days. Okay.
Send it to me.
You must take advantage of this offer immediately.
Send it to me. And guess what? I'm going to split it with you, too.
Just send me your credit card number and your PIN numbers, and we'll take care of you.
Yeah, okay.
Listen to the question that you were asking about mental health. Mental health is a gamut of things. I mean, you have what society is dictating to people. I mean, everybody's going through something. And so you have to be more cautious than you were many years ago. It's heightened, should I say, that's causing the post-traumatic stress. And then you've got the news that are filtering.
Yes.
You've got certain things on TV that are brainwashing people.
Politics.
To the point where they don't know what to believe. Yes, politics, all of that.
And religion.
I'm going to go to religion.
Okay, come on now.
But there is an agenda to keep people from even thinking straight.
Of course.
To keep them in a delusional state so that they paint pictures so vivid that you don't know what's real and what's not real. If you're not keen on education, and the Bible really helps this girl, because I'm going to tell you something. With me and many of us that have as much knowledge as we have, we could be led for Cocoa Puffs if we could keep looking at this stuff. Okay? Mm-hmm. I have to back up from some stuff because... even from the iPad, I mean, I was drawn to it, and I had to walk away from it because I was losing sleep and things like that. And this is from a personal experience. And so you can imagine, and there's certain things I will not watch on TV. I have really that's why, you know, I'm feeling the way I'm feeling, because I had to walk away from that foolishness, because as good as we are, as knowledgeable as we are, it is a cause and effect to affect the mind to gear toward being manipulated much easier. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, the church has a big part, because people are looking for hope. They're looking for something that they can be tangible to help them from getting from point A to point B. But if you're served false messages and you're served false hopes and false dreams because of false liars, okay, who are feeding you this stuff, and they themselves don't believe it, but they love to manipulate you. And so that is wrong, and not realizing that they're going to have to face God with all of this, what they're doing to God's children. But because the Bible says, and I'm all about knowledge and wisdom, the Lord says, study to show yourself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, so that you can rightly divide the word of truth. Not only in the word, but even for your life. Mm-hmm. Okay. I would study and do research. I love doing research to find out if something is true. If it's not true, then it is not applicable to me. And so, but people have to get to that place. They have to get to that place where they're not going to be domineering. They're not going to be domineered, should I say, or domesticated, being domesticated by the charlatans on there, because you're just like a little puppy dog following commands. If you have no thought of doing for yourself, then you were going to fall for anything. You'll fall for these false prophets, these liars, and you'll fall for this. And I call it, remember I said Thursday, genocide. We got genocide in the churches. We got genocide in our schools. We got this. We just want to say it's a nation. But genocide is something where the person, a people, or a group of people, a race, whatever, cause havoc to the point where they can be easily controlled. And if you have people in the church who are manipulating and controlling people emotionally, not godly, but emotionally, to get what they need to get out of it. And Paul, like I said, Paul was a tough prophet, and so was Ezekiel. We don't have prophets like that. I heard the man of God say that today. No, because they don't walk that light like that. They're like scribes and Pharisees, and God said, my righteousness has to exceed their righteousness, because they were charlatans, okay? And he said that they're not going to even, no case they're getting in the glory. I don't care how much they fix their mouth. They're not getting in. Because God said, I have to go before them, go over them. And so how do I do that? I have to get my bearings together. And that's why you need people like myself and Ann, and maybe you too up at the top. But anyway, I'm just saying.
Maybe. She said,
All right. Next time you'll side with me, won't you?
You take some of your own medicine there, some act right there.
Take two act right, and
call me in the morning.
Immediately.
Let me calm down. My thing is this. My concern is, and then too, you have to have a heart for people. You have to have a heart for the condition of their minds. You have to have a heart for their well-being. One of the things, and I'm just going to say this, and I'm a crybaby. I sit on the couch sometimes and I just cry because I see what's going on with God's children. And when you know it, I'm just one voice, okay? But we need some people to stick together and say the same things. But we have too many people going different ways. We have churches going different ways. We have pastors going different ways because their agendas are different.
You need the village.
Yes, we do.
You need the village.
Well, let me say this real quick.
No, let me say this real quick. I think with the four of us, and then you take Dr. Demery and Danny, I think that's what we're trying to do. We have an advantage over a lot of people because we can reach anywhere around the world. We just need to keep continuing to grow our audience. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to me right now, okay, share this program with someone. Share this, because this is a powerful, powerful message that Dr. Sims, thank you so much for that.
And be sure to send in your donation, $19.95 for Studio
W. You need to stop it. My cash app is.
We'll wave our hands and save your soul. $19.95 is all it takes to save your soul. We don't need $300, just
$19.95. Yeah, okay.
Well, I've got to say that I really do think that false prophets are wreaking havoc in a bunch of ways. Like we talked, you know, about the ones that, or rather we played that video about the ones, I guess it was from YouTube or wherever it was.
Right.
But we have a lot of false prophets who are driving the racism, hatred scenario with this white Christian nationalist crap.
Yes.
Jesus didn't tell anybody, you know, to go out into the world to make new disciples of man by oppressing people, by taking away rights from people and all that type of stuff. But if you listen to these spiritual leaders, as well as the politicians, that they're pushing off on their congregations, everything that they're doing is biblical, and it's not. It's not biblical at all in most respects. God didn't tell you to make disciples out of people by mistreating them. That is not the way of Jesus Christ. Even when people were blatantly wrong, Jesus didn't treat them like that. He went to all the folks that folks hated. I remember Zacharias, who was in the tree. Jesus, Zacharias, come down. I'm staying at your house tonight. This is a hated tax collector.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
But Jesus stayed at his house, and then he went to Mary's house. And people love to talk about the fact that Mary Magdalene and her sister Martha. They love to talk about Mary Magdalene being a prostitute. I don't know if she, what all her sins were. I know that the Lord was in her house.
Thank you.
With her family.
Thank you.
He brought her brother back from the dead. And it wasn't just her. The woman who was at the well, you know, who was talking to Jesus, and he was like, yeah, I know that's not your husband, and the one you with is not your husband either. But he, but he knew her, and she knew he knew her, but he wasn't talking to her in such a way as to bring her down, as to make her feel less than. Don't get me wrong. When he told her about herself, I'm sure she felt convicted, because the Holy Spirit always convicts us. And when we come to believe in Jesus Christ, and she believed and ran out and told everybody to come see this man. And it's not because he mistreated her, but because he was kind to her, loving on her, because she was one of the people that, okay, the other women, the other folks who were in the synagogue would shun. Because what? She's shacking up with somebody.
Right.
And you couldn't do that in those days the way it's so prevalent now. So that's the difference. The love of Christ draws people to him. All right. And these people are not spreading messages of love. They're spreading messages of hate. And because they're spreading messages of hate in his name, they are another kind of false prophets, false teachers. Mm-hmm. And they are doing a disservice to the people who are in their congregations, but even more so, they are a real driving factor of the turning away from Christianity. They, you know, Jesus, the Bible makes it clear that, you know, the great falling away has to come first. And they are a big, big part of being driven away from Christianity.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely. Wow, folks, we're out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear and her wonderful show, it comes on Saturday mornings, and that's 9 a.m. right here. No, I'm sorry. That's not, is that 9 a.m.?
It's 11 a.m. Central Time. I believe you are Eastern Time, so for you,
it's noon. It's noon.
Yeah.
11 o'clock your time and 9 out there where you, Dr. Sims and Mike are. And so, well, thank you guys. And then Dr. Sims, now that's Saturday mornings on Studio W Buzz, followed by Teens Talk Truth right here on the same network. You want to check that out. Ann's show is fantastic. The boys are great and a lot of times hilarious. But they are really wonderful, and I'm so proud of them. Man, what has it been? 4 years, 3 years, 4 years now.
It's been a long time, hasn't it? AJ was 13, and it started in December. So yeah, he'll be 18.
Wow.
In January. So yeah, it's been a while.
Okay. Well, see, now when he goes off to college now, either he's going to have to do it with his brother or Alice, is going to have to take over.
I think AJ will be fine with logging in from school.
Okay.
I think we've talked about it, you know, once or twice that, you know, he could take a couple of hours out of his weekend to do the show, because, you know, you want the college perspective too.
That's nice.
Absolutely.
You know, until he's 20, he will still be a teen. So, I mean, you may have
and
reached
still
the age
order
of 20,
house.
But it's still got teen.
I got teen. Love that.
Kids need to know about, you know, but, from a college student's perspective.
And isn't one of the shows now syndicated?
Well, we did send the show. We haven't heard back from them yet. So hopefully everything is still on track, but
it's going to work out. Everything's going to work out, because like I said, I'm so proud of this. And it came on, and I think they only needed our help for their first show. And I think and then they pushed Ann out of the way. They sure did.
Wow. They are big boys.
Well, I'm proud of them.
They wanted to prove they were big boys even then.
Well, I'm proud because they can put on their resume that they got their start at Studio W.
See?
Yeah.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah. Yes. Dr. Sims.
Yes, sir.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want some fire, Thursday nights, Lord Jesus. Oh, my goodness. 4 p.m. on the West Coast. 4 p.m. on the West Coast, 7 p.m. That's Eastern fine. Standard Time. What you saying?
I said, or show up right here because she was bringing some fire this evening. I mean,
okay. Yeah. I hadn't been talking for a minute. Wait a minute. I have been down for a minute. I've been on sabbatical and
yeah.
and been ill and stuff like that, but I got my strength now.
Yo, you got it. We can tell that. And that's why I threw some logs on the fire, too.
You know
I
what?
Sure
you need to
did.
Stop doing that, though.
No,
you
I'm not.
Stop doing that because I don't hate anybody, y'all, and I need to say this real quick. I don't hate anybody. I just hate the deed.
Yeah, I know.
So myself, right. My anxiety, my self-righteous indignation comes up. Now, I'm still working on a girl.
Yeah.
Because I need some help too.
Yeah, okay. Because she but, might love you, but if you mess
ain't
up,
nobody
she...
asked you to co-sign William.
She still love you, but
nobody
watch out.
Okay, because I've been off of you for a minute.
She might
showing out.
Yeah, she
but
might
I
love
do,
you.
I do.
You
know, I do need to say this. I love
oh, Lord.
Everybody. Go on. I do. I love everybody. And I want the best for everybody. And I'm working on me, too. Mm-hmm. I told the Lord to help me, you know, calm down. But it didn't happen because William always started stuff. And so my thing is this today. I'm going to have to repent when I get off here and talk to the Lord by myself. But anyway,
right, it is
what it is. And tell God to help him, too. Okay, so he's just going to act right. But I do want to read this scripture. Amen. And Mike, you in it, too. Okay, I just tried to be nice.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, on Mark, I'm reading Matthew right now. It's Matthew 24. It says, for false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive. If possible, the Lord said, except the days be shortened, the very elect will be fooled. So, folks, guard your hearts and minds. Don't take the okey-doke from everybody. Do your own research and love yourself better than what you have, or else you would not be led by your nose down a path of destruction. That's my big deal.
Well said, well said. And check out Dr. Sims Thursdays.
Mike, go ahead, William.
No, I was going to say, check out Dr. Sims Thursdays at 4 p.m. for Miss CC's Kitchen. And if you can't stand the heat, you don't want to go there.
Well, come up in there because we fry fish, we do bacon, we do it all.
You said she fries fish.
Yes, I do.
Come on, y'all.
And we throw hot grease.
Yes,
pop.
Sir.
Yes, and Mike,
let me tell you why Dr. Sims is feeling better. This is why Dr. Sims is feeling better. It's not scientific or anything, but just my observation. She got rid of that red hair.
For you right now. Right now, I don't like you.
I'm just an observation. You know, ever since that red hair disappeared, you know, look at all the good news she's been in. She's got fire in her eyes and
you're not right. I'm praying for you, bro. You're not right.
You might need to pray twice for me.
Hey, check out. Hey, Dr. Sims. Hey, Dr. Sims. Why don't you log? No, Thursday. We're off Thursday for Thanksgiving for the Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast.
Thursday, not when turkey and stuff is on the table.
When what?
I'm gonna see y'all in December.
Oh,
what?
Bless the Lord. That's next weekend.
The whole weekend.
The whole weekend.
Oh, okay.
And that's the last weekend for my birthday month. Okay.
You didn't tell me you were taking the whole month. You didn't say you were taking the whole month.
No. I told you before. I celebrate the whole month, baby.
Well, so
you
do I.
too, William.
Well, so do I.
William takes the whole month.
Well,
sometimes
don't
more than a month.
But don't slight me because I do what I do. You do what you do.
Look here. We will see you later. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I have to start it.
Happy Thanksgiving,
here.
Everybody.
Everybody to you too, guys.
Oh, man.
I got one thing to leave you with.
What? Yeah.
Well, I got two things to leave. Tune in to Coast to Coast on Thursday nights. 5 o'clock, West Coast time. Figure it out yourself. Do the math for
East Coast, 8 o'clock.
3 hours
figure
of wonderful
out,
music. You're all grown-ups. Figure it out. Pull it up on the web. Ask Siri for crying out loud.
Right.
Ask somebody.
Oh my God.
Well, I'll leave you with this based on our discussion tonight. Here's my words of wisdom for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Believe in me, and I will set you free for a small fee.
You need to sit down somewhere and get Jesus. You need Jesus. He needs Jesus, saints. People of God, pray for him.
I probably need more than Jesus.
You do.
ladies and gentlemen.
At least throw it at cheeseburger and some fries.
This has been Boomer, the Boomerang. What is it? It's the Boomerang Radio Show.
Don't know.
I know. I love it.
Oh, gosh.
I love controversy. Drama.
Hey, guys. Love you a lot.
Laughter. Music.
Happy holidays.
All right. Hey, guys. Enjoy.
There was a time